are back here on the morning shift on the day, which will lead into the evening, of the Atlanta Hawks.
It's the day before the day before. The day.
You mean the morning, that'll lead into the afternoon?
Yes.
That'll lead into the evening? That'll lead into the Hawks game?
Yes, that's exactly
Look
what I was
you.
Trying to,
Full
to
circle.
Get to. As the morning goes on, I really should have the cup of coffee before I come in, but sometimes our coffee machine's not working because I try to hit that free coffee in my complex before I leave, and I wasn't able to do that, so I drink it here. And what I'm trying to say is the thought process, sometimes the thinking doesn't really crank up until about midway through the cup.
I'd say there's a lot of people in their cars right now probably vibing with you on that one.
They probably get that.
Gotta get you a bigger cup for the coffee.
No. This is good. This is a good starter to lead me into the morning of that will lead to the evening of the Atlanta Hawks with the season on the line tonight in Chicago as they take on the Bulls in the NBA play-in tournament. That tip off set for 9:30, but our coverage starts here at 9 right on 92.9 The Game. So you'll want to tune in for that as this team tries to make their way into what are we calling it, the post-post season? Yes,
that's right. It's the pre-post season.
The pre-post season?
No, it's the post-season, but it's pre-playoffs. Yeah, there you go. Pre-playoffs. I'm putting together some of my one-word Wednesday prompts for you guys over here, and I was kind of rolling through, like, how do I want to approach the Hawks subject? Because I think it is a fascinating matchup, although, both these teams are kind of injury-marred. You don't know what brand you're getting, and obviously the Hawks are up against it in terms of kind of playing together, and they have in most of the year, but I think they have every chance in the world to win the game tonight, and I think they do match up well, and I think that even with the injury concerns that you have on this team specifically, with Sadiq with the ACL and Jalen being out and Onyeka being out, I still think that this game kind of tilts in their favor in a lot of different ways. So I think transition defense for Atlanta and transition offense for the Bulls is going to be probably the biggest part of tonight. I think that Atlanta obviously will try to slow things down, and Chicago is not very good in transition. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed. I am of the opinion that I would love for the season to continue and allow this team to continue to gel. But I don't know where that road leads, and I still have a lot of questions about the identity of the squad.
Yeah, I don't know about the gelling part. I would love to see DeJounte or Trey have that night where they just go ham. And that's what you're gonna need. You're gonna need one of these guys to just go flat out off to even have a chance to beat Chicago on the road. Is banged up without Jalen Johnson. Hopefully Capella, who's day-to-day, will be able to step in and play because you don't have Onyeka. So you're gonna need one of those guys to be him. And that's what it's gonna take. And then it's gonna take another performance on what, Friday night if you were to advance tonight.
Yeah, I will say this. The one thing I will be looking for tonight, DeAndre Hunter has to stay out of foul trouble. There's only he's the only guy on the team right now that's between 6'4 and 7 foot, it feels like. He's the only kind of mid-sized player like that. If he gets into foul trouble, all of a sudden there's a lot of different guys playing out of position because how thin you are.
He's also your best defender.
Yeah. He's got to stay out of foul trouble.